第十六章。
Turn to Romans chapter 16.
罗马书第十六章。
Romans chapter 16.
我们一同读几节的圣经。
We're going to read a few verses of the Bible.
我们大家来看第三节开始。
Reading from verse number 3.
问不基拉和亚基拉安，他们在基督耶稣里与我同工，也为我的命将自己的景象置之度外。不但我感谢他们，就是外邦的众教会也感谢他们，又问在他们家中的教会安，问我所亲爱的以拜尼图安，他的亚细亚是归基督出书的国子。
Read from verse number 3. Greet Priscilla and Aquila, my fellow workers in Christ Jesus. They risked their life for me. Not only I, but all the churches of the Gentiles are grateful to them. Greet also the church that meets at their house. Greet my dear friend Epinetus, who was the first convert to Christ in the province of Asia.
我们大家一同来读第三节第四节，一同来读。
问
不
基拉
和亚基拉安，
他们在基督耶稣里与我同工，也为我的命将自己的景象置之度外。
不但
我
感
谢他们，
就是外邦的众教会也感谢他
们。
我再读第五节，又问在他们家中的教会安，问我说亲爱的以拜尼图安，他的亚细亚是归基督出界的国子。我们读经到这个地方。
We stop reading the scripture here.
上个礼拜，前个礼拜我们特别讲到第一、第二节的信息。
The week before last, we preached under verses 1 and 2.
里面提到一个坚格里的女执事叫做菲比。
Here it mentions about a lady deaconess called Phoebe.
她之所以能成为女执事。
That she became a deaconess.
她照着圣经的严格的要求，是一个大有信心的。
According to the strict demand of the Bible, she is the one who has good faith.
圣徒中间做榜样的。
And she's an example of the saints.
是充满圣灵的人。
And filled with the Holy Spirit.
她是在教外有好名声的。
One who is have good name in the Gentiles.
无论她里面她的信仰成为圣徒的榜样。
So that whether her faith become the example of the saints.
教会外面他的人格也被众人所称许。
Or even outside the church, her good virtue is being confirmed.
所以呢，这个菲比这个女执事。
So Phoebe, this deaconess.
她不但在一切的事上做了好的榜样。
Not in all things she set a good example.
而且她是愿意很愿意接待人到她家里。
And she is the one who likes to accept people to her home.
是照着圣徒的这个体统。
And according to the tradition of the saints.
她许多的事情上。他常常帮助别人。
So in many things she help others.
我们上个礼拜讲了这个事情。
And last week we talked on that.
所以保罗对罗马人问安的时候，
Paul when he sent greeting to the Romans,
一个问安的人不是别人，是菲比。
The first one he sent a greeting to others, but Phoebe.
这样我们就清楚看见教会人不是弟兄们才能够做榜样、做爱主的、做侍奉的、做接待。的那些表率。
Then we see that in the church, it is not the man who can set example for the faith, for the one who accept guests and the rest.
许多时候，教会里面弟兄做了很多大的工作是容易看见。
Many times in the church, brothers can do great things that can are visible.
但姐妹做的工作是不容易看见。
But the sister, the thing that they've done is something which is not visible.
男人重大局。
You know, this man place emphasis on great things.
女人重细节。
But this lady places emphasis on details.
男人在大场合出现。
Men appear in great occasions.
女人做幕后的英雄。
But this lady becomes unsung heroes.
所以许多女子做的工作好像没有人知道。
So many times this lady they do things as if people do not notice.
但是神特别纪念。
But God especially remember them.
许多很好的姐妹，她们辛苦侍奉，没有人。清楚明白。
Many of good sisters they serve the Lord very well, but nobody understands.
他们上帝都把他们记载在天上。
But God recorded all these things in heaven.
耶稣到处传道的时候，彼得、雅各、约翰是最先被大家知道、最靠近耶稣内圈、最重要的使徒。
When Jesus go to all places to preach, these are Peter, John, and James. They are the ones who are in the inner circle, and people notice them.
但是耶稣成为弥赛亚，没有人高他。上帝用一个叫做玛利亚的 用真拿大的香膏来膏耶稣。
But Jesus to be anointed as a Messiah, no one anointed her him but a lady, for Mary.
基督是受膏者。
But he is the one to be anointed.
神不用男人膏他。
God doesn't use a man to anoint him.
神借着一个弱小的姐妹来膏他。
But through a very weak sister.
一瓶真拿大香膏。
Perfume
是一个非常贵重、非常值钱的东西。
It's a very precious and valuable one.
照着解经家的推算
，According to commentator, they calculated
2000年前一瓶真拿大的香膏。
For 2000 years ago, this two not that this a perfume
价钱等于现在一个人女子做工作一年的工价。
It is equivalent to 1 year's wage for a lady.
所以你有。没有这样爱主的心。
So do you have the kind of heart that truly love God?
有谁奉献是把一整年的薪水完全投进去
？And who is the one who offer for the whole years wages?
几乎很少这样的男人。
Very seldom we find this kind of man.
但是常常有很爱主的姐妹做一些惊天动地，但是天地不知的事。
But we see that there are these sisters who do things which are great, but yet people do not know.
但是当他一这么做的时候
，But when they did it,
他是存心的。把他的破釜沉舟来奉献。
It is hard with a full determination that they offer themselves.
他不是把香膏的瓶子慢慢打开，留了一点点，擦了擦很香，就收回去。
She did not open that jar a little bit and then pour a little bit and keep it.
这是很多人奉献的样子。
And this is the way people offer.
做样子。
Just show it to others.
排一个场面。
And people will notice.
报告大家我有奉献。
So that to announce others, I did offer.
但是玛利亚不是。
But not with Mary.
她把真拿大香膏的瓶子把它打碎。
With the jar of ointment and perfume, she broke it.
表示没有东西可以带回去。
Which is nothing she'll bring back.
我知道美国有一个基督徒的姐妹专收香膏的瓶子。
I know that in America there's a sister that keep this jar for this perfume.
那个洗澡房里面已经有100多个最贵的香膏的瓶子。
So in her this bathroom there are more than 100 bottles of good perfume.
越贵的香膏
，the most valuable one.
瓶子的设计也高尚。
And also the design with the bottle is very noble.
连这个瓶子都是很有价值。
And also even these bottles are valuable.
但是他破釜沉舟的心，把它脆掉它，让它香完全流出来，没有一滴带回去。
But when she broke it, she wanted the fragrance to fill the whole room and not even a drop, she brought it back.
这是完全奉献的一个记号。
This is a sign of total dedication.
这是毫无保留。
And something that she not keep for herself.
虽然人看不见。
Even though people do not see.
人替她可惜。
People feel the pitiful.
最替她可惜的就是那个贼叫做犹大。
And there is a thief that called Judah.
为什么不要变卖掉呢？很多钱可以周济穷人。
Why don't sell it and turn it to money and help the poor?
这样的话讲出来，使人更看出犹大是很照顾别人，是很伟大的。
So when he said all these things, people deem that Judah is the one who take up the poor.
这句话是比他平常的假冒伪善更假冒伪善的假冒伪善。
This more hypocritic compared to her, his normal hypocrisy.
所以圣经说他讲这句话不是因为他顾念穷人。
So the Bible says that when he uttered this statement, not because he took out the poor.
所以他是一个贼，常常偷囊中的钱。
It is because of a thief that he stole from the back of the money.
换一句话说，这些门徒们
，In other words, all the disciples
对别个门徒的毛病早就完全明白。
To the shortcomings of all our disciples, they know.
但是他们不要随便发怒
，But they do not want to get angry simply.
他们不要随便动用感情
，And do not want to stir up their emotion.
我们的主耶稣这么忍耐，他们不讲，我看在眼里
，Because
知道他是贼。
Because our Lord is so patient, knowing that he's a thief.
耶稣基督是不是故意选一个错误的财政呢
？And Jesus, did he purposely choose a wrong treasurer?
耶稣基督是不是故意容纳罪恶在他的团体里面
？Or intentionally he wants to keep sin among his community?
耶稣明明知道从起初他就是一个撒旦的工具。
That Jesus from the very beginning knows that he's a tool of Satan.
为什么主还要拣选他
？Why say he wants to pick him?
这是神的主权。
This sovereignty of God.
这是神的奥秘。
This is the mystery of God.
我们不能完全。
Something that we cannot totally understand.
门徒知道。
The disciples know.
但是他们平常都不讲。
But in the ordinary day, they never say it.
一个笨的人就以为自己是聪明的人，叫做笨人。
So one who is fool and deem that he is clever, that's why he's fool.
世界最笨的人就是以为全世界都笨，只有他聪明的，这个人是最笨的。
And the foolish person is that he thought the whole world is a fool and he's the most intelligent.
所以他用假冒伪善的话来遮盖自己。
So with a hypocritic way, he want to cover himself.
为什么不把这一杯、这一瓶的香膏变卖钱财，可以帮助穷
？Why don't you sell this jar of almond and then help the poor?
为什么要把它打破呢
？Why want to break it?
啊，真是可惜。
It's so pitiful.
这个时候呢，我相信呢，这个玛利亚心中的痛苦是没有人知道。
I believe that at this time, Mary she was so hurt in his heart.
所以呢，主耶稣就替他解围。
So then Jesus spoke for her sake.
为她解释。
And also explained on her behalf.
你们不要顾念穷人，以为穷人是常常这样需要的。
Do not think that the poor is always with you.
你们常常每天都有穷人跟你们。
You always have the poor with you.
所以如果你们真的要帮助穷人，每时每刻都可以做的。
If you truly want to help the poor, every moment you can do it.
你们不常有我。
But you don't frequently have me.
我在你中间的时间是不多的。
For me to be living among you is short.
实实在在告诉你。
So truly I tell you.
这个女人今天在我身上所做的。
This lady upon me, what has she done?
是一件美事。
It is a beautiful thing.
而且我实实在在告诉你
，and I truly tell you，
到世界的末了
，until the end of the world，
都要传讲他今天做的这件事。
All people shall preach what she has done now.
所以一个妇女
，a lady，
她真心爱主
，she truly loves God，
默默的
，quietly，
除息
，and also。
奉献做主的工作
，and then dedicated to the Lord。
虽然人不知道
，even though people do not know，
圣经说若有人爱主。这个人是上帝所知道的。
But the Bible says that if anyone loves God, God knows.
感谢上帝。
Praise God for that.
有一些事主特别把妇女的地位提高到一个地步。
But there are things God has lifted up the position of the woman.
是当时的社会所不完全了解的。
And even the society at the time did not fully understand.
复活的信息。
But the message of resurrection.
最先传给妇女。
The one, the first one was preached was to the ladies.
不是先传给男的。
But not to the men.
耶稣复活的那一天早上。
On that one morning of Jesus' resurrection.
妇人先听到耶稣复活的声音。
The woman first hear the resurrection of Christ.
然后主吩咐他们去告诉门徒。
Then the Lord commanded them to preach to the disciples.
又要告诉彼得。
And also tell Peter.
所以有许多事妇女是领先的。
So for many a thing, this lady received it first.
路加福音也告诉我们。
And also the book of Luke says.
耶稣在地上传道的。
When Jesus upon the earth preaching,
有一些妇女用钱帮助他的布道工作。
There was this woman who used money to help his ministry.
自己的妇女是不是向丈夫要钱，左手拿了右手给耶稣？
Are this lady they take money from her husband and then give it to Jesus?
我相信他们是自己辛辛苦苦储蓄，然后拿出来奉献。
I believe that it is because they save it in the ordinary day and then now dedicated to Jesus.
照样在罗马书最后一章。
So the same thing with the last chapter of Romans.
我们看见。
We see.
保罗问安的话，第一先提到腓比。
The first greeting that Paul sent is to mention Phoebe.
有许多。弟兄或者许多男人以为自己了不起，太太算不得什么。
There are many brothers that thought that they are great, not with a wife.
许多丈夫以为自己什么都懂，妻子什么都不懂。
And some husband they thought they know everything, and the wife knows nothing.
所以当丈夫活的时候呢
？So at the time when husband was alive,
女人不必管。
Ladies, don't interfere.
你不要做。
Don't do anything.
你们女人不懂。
You do not know anything at all.
常常用这样的态度。
So many times with this attitude, they want to teach them.
很多女子就一直赦免她的丈夫到现在。
So many of the wives and ladies, they forgive their husband until today.
我亲眼看见。
But with my own eye, I see.
有几个我们教会的弟兄离开世界以后。
In my church, there are few this brother when they left the world.
大家以为呢，他妻子已经没有办法撑下去。
They thought that the wife could not support themselves.
而事实证明，等他丈夫死了几年以后，事业妻子搞得比丈夫在这还更大。
But the fact was proved that after they are dead, even the wife can do the greater business.
所以我们做男人的不要自高自大。
So we as male do not feel proud for our arrogance.
所以女子呢也不要自卑。
But also with the lady do not feel inferior.
但我不是意思你回去说那唐牧师讲的，我从今日比你更厉害了，不是这个。
But do not go home and say that Reverend Tong said that I'm better than you do to your husband.
我们大家从心灵的深处尽我们所能的爱。
But deep from our heart with our very best want to love God.
这是主所知道的。
This is what the Lord knows.
好， 问了这个菲比安以后
Now, after sending greeting on behalf of Phoebe, 保罗就
问候一对夫妇
Paul then sent greeting on behalf of a
可能菲比没有丈夫
Maybe Phoebe has no husband
可能菲比没有结婚
Maybe she wasn't married
可能菲比丈夫死了
Maybe the husband has died
我们不会太清楚
We are not clear
但是接下去第三节问的是伯基拉同亚基拉
But in verse 3, 4 sent greetings for the Priscilla and Aquila
伯基拉跟亚基拉是一对夫妇
Priscilla and Aquila is a couple
那么是不是伯先生跟伯太太叫做伯基拉亚基拉
Is this a Mr. and Mrs. Burr
或者你说是拉先生拉太太因为伯基拉亚基拉都是拉
Or Mr. and Mrs. La
不是的
No
其实这里的次序又再一次
But now once again the order here
保罗先提女的后提男的
Paul first mentioned the wife and then husband.
伯基拉是 Priscilla.
Priscilla is the name.
这个阿基拉是 Aquila.
Aquila is the name.
所以这两个人是夫妇。
These two persons are couples.
那么伯基拉是女的，是太太。
Priscilla is the wife, a lady.
亚基拉是男的，是丈夫。
Aquila is a man, is husband.
但是当保罗问安的时候
，But when Paul sent the greeting,
他在罗马书就提到要问伯基拉。跟问亚基拉
You say I'm sending greeting to Priscilla and Aquila
为什么先提你的后提男的
Why first mention the wife and then the husband
保罗没有告诉我
Paul did not say
但是我们怎么知道这对夫妇伯基拉是你的亚基拉是男的呢
How do we know that Priscilla is the wife and then this Aquila is the man
因为圣经这样讲的
Because the Bible says
好像名字也显出是这样
And even the name manifests that
圣经在什么地方提到这一对夫妇呢
Where did the Bible mention about this couple
就是在使徒行传第十八章提到他们
In Acts chapter 18 they mention them
使徒行传提到他们的时候
So in Acts chapter 18 when they mention them
先提亚基拉
First mention Aquila
后来又他的妻子伯基拉
And then say the wife Priscilla
原先第一次认识的时候是先知道伯基拉后才提到先提到亚基拉后提到伯基拉
So the first was mentioned by Aquila and then later mentioned the wife Priscilla
那个时候保罗是投奔他们
At that time Paul went to their home
因为他们是遮帐篷
Because they are the ones who are tent makers
保罗也遮帐篷
Paul also was a tent maker
所以保罗就在这个遮帐篷的团契里面与他们住在一起
So in that fellowship and community they live together
现在我们大家一同来看这一段的事情
So we have to read this passage
我们大家打开使徒行传第十八章
In Acts chapter 18
使徒行传第十八章
In Acts chapter 18
从第一节开始来读
Reading from verse number 1
这是以后保罗离了雅典来到哥林多遇见一个犹太人名叫亚基拉他身在本都因为哥老丢命犹太人都离开罗马心境带着妻子伯基拉从意大利来保罗就投奔了他们他们本是制造帐篷为业保罗因与他们同业就和他们同住做工每逢安息了保罗在会堂里辩论劝化犹太人和希利尼人希拉和提摩太从马提顿来的时候保罗未到不切向犹太人证明耶稣是基督他们既抗拒毁谤保罗就抖着衣裳说你们的罪归为你们自己头上与我无干从今以后我要往外邦人那里去于是离开那里到了一个人的家中这人名叫提多尤士都是敬拜上帝的他的家靠近会堂第九节请你们一同读夜间主在异象中对保罗说不要怕只管讲不要闭口有我与你同在必没有人下手害你因为在这城里面有我的许多的百姓保罗在那里住了一年零六个月讲上帝的道教训他们这一段圣经就是记载保罗跟伯基拉亚基拉的关系
So this is a passage mentioned of the relation of Paul with Priscilla and Aquila
原来呢保罗是到处为主的福音传道
Paul is the one who go everywhere to preach for the gospel's sake
走遍各省各城
So he had visited many places and cities
在犹太帝国的版图里面他传达上帝的道
Even with the Roman Empire he had preached the gospel to many places
那保罗每次到一个地方的时候
So many times when Paul goes to a certain place,
他知道有犹太人在哪里。
When he knows that there's Jews there,
进到犹太会堂。
He'll go into the synagogue.
作为犹太人进犹太会堂 是非常震惊的事情。
So a one who's a Jew and going to the synagogue is something too reasonable.
何况他是加玛列的学生。
But he also was a student of Gamaliel.
他是从小读律法的。
And since was young, he studied law.
是严谨做法利赛人的。
And also a very strict this Pharisee.
保罗引经据典跟他们辩论弥赛亚的来临。
Paul called all literature and Bible and to say the Messiah has come.
这样保罗就尽了同胞对同胞传福音的责任。
So he has done his duty to preach to the fellow man.
正像在罗马书第九章第一、第二节所讲的。
That's at Romans 9 verses 1 and 2 he says,
我为我的孤路之情。
For my own kinsmen,
我就是受咒诅与基督分开我也愿意。
I'm willing, even I must be cursed to be separated from Christ.
我盼望他们归向耶稣基督。
Then I hope that they turn to Christ.
因为基督是永远可称颂的上帝。
Because Christ is God, able to be praised.
我为以色列人大有忧愁。
And I have a great grief within me for the Jews.
是我的良心给我做见证。
It is my conscience who testify with me.
圣灵感动我对你们讲这句话。
And Holy Spirit touched me to say this statement to you.
所以保罗真心爱自己的同胞。
Paul truly loved his country.
虽然他被召作为外邦人的使徒
even though he was called to be the apostle of the Gentiles,
但是他清楚常常觉得自己有犹太的血统
truly he know and very frequently he know that he has the blood of a Jew
无论如何一定要在犹太人中间为基督做见证
no matter what among the Jew he must testify for the Lord
所以他离开雅典的时候
so when they left Athens
就是离开外邦人的地方
and left the Gentiles
他到哥林多那里去
When he got to Corinth,
发现哥林多有很多犹太人。
Find Corinth, there are many Jews.
他照样又到犹太会堂。
So he entered in the synagogue.
对他们讲道。
And preached to them.
那么讲道的时候呢
？Then at the time when he was preaching,
犹太人就抗拒他了。
They opposed him.
啊，那个时候呢，因为哥老丢就是罗马的帝国的皇帝。
At the time, because the emperor Caesar, that's Claudius,
他吩咐犹太人离开罗马。
He has commanded Jews to leave Rome.
这当然这句话很简短。背后有个政治的背景
and because that this word this statement is brief but there's a political story behind it
我曾经对你们讲过
I've told you before
罗马帝国通遍当时的天下
Roman actually the empire spread throughout the whole world at the time
占领了大部分的欧洲
occupied most of the Europe
甚至打到英国的北方去
even conquered the upper part of the UK
已经超过了英伦这一海峡多过海峡到了英伦三岛那里
and even surpass the Strait of Great Britain and go to England
又把北非洲的整大片的土地统治
even North Africa has been conquered
又得了整个亚洲的西部
and also the western part of Asia
整个小亚细亚都给罗马了
so even Asia Minor was taken by them
那么这样大的帝国
so such a big empire
广的版图
and also the great nation
最难统治的是什么地方
and what's the most difficult place to rule
最难统治的就是犹太人
that's the Jews
因为这个民族呢死不死心
Because,
永远不死心
Because this race never die hard
他们一定要拜他们的上帝
Because they have to worship their God
所以犹太人宣布我们绝对不在宗教上有任何妥协
So the Jews proclaim that we will not compromise in our religion
犹太人就抵触了罗马帝国的法律
So they go against the Roman rules
因为罗马帝国宣称罗马的王帝他们的凯撒就是神
Because the laws of the Roman Empire declare that the Caesar is the God
所以凯撒拥有全罗马帝国所有公民的所有的生命跟产业
So this Caesar has the right and properties of all the citizens of the Roman Empire
为这个缘故
Because of that
所以每一个人都要称凯撒为主
So everyone must proclaim him as the Lord and Master
凡是不称凯撒为主的
If you and do not acknowledge Caesar as the Lord and Master,
帝国就可以把他们杀头。
Then they can behead and kill them.
这就是为什么保罗说，你口称耶稣为主，心里相信他从死里复活，你就必得救。
And that's why Paul said you'll be saved if you are to acknowledge with the mouth that he is God and your heart believe that he is Lord.
已经从死里复活。
And that he has resurrected from the dead.
You believe in your heart that he has been risen from the dead, that you shall be saved.
那一定会得救。如果你口里承认，心里相
信。当保罗讲这句话的时候
，When Paul said this，
跟今天传道人说称呼耶稣的名得救是完全两回事。
But as compared to today, the preacher was saying acknowledge Jesus Lord is two different things。
今天那是肤浅的福音使者。
Because that is a very shallow message of the gospel。
他说你只要称呼主名，你就得救。
He said yes, acknowledge Jesus Lord, you'll be saved。
保罗这句话是对罗马帝国当时的 政治背景下面受逼迫的人讲。
Paul is under kind of political persecution of that time. He said to people in this statement,
你若口里承认耶稣为主，
if with your mouth you acknowledge Christ Jesus Lord,
什么意思呢？
What do you mean?
你真的相信他吗？
You truly believe in?
你真的勇敢承认他吗？
Truly bravely you acknowledge him?
你承认他？
You want to acknowledge him?
就是表示你预备为信仰而被杀。
Which means you are prepared for the sake of your faith to be killed.
你有这样坚固的信心，你一定得救。
With this kind of firm faith, you shall be saved.
所以同样一节圣经。
So a same passage.
你不懂当时的背景。
If you do not have the background at that time,
你读不出里面的意思。
You cannot read out the meaning.
口称耶稣为主。
With a mouth you acknowledge Jesus as Lord.
主啊。
You say, Lord, Lord.
耶稣说不是凡称呼我主啊主啊都进天国。
And that's why Jesus says, not everyone who confesses Lord, Lord shall go to heaven.
主啊主啊。
Lord and Lord.
那像今天灵恩派的人说，你只要祷告，无论求什么，奉主的名，耶稣，奉耶稣名，他就给你。
Just like in the Christmas, the moment they say today, no matter what you ask the name of Jesus, you shall be granted.
这样肤浅吗？
So shallow with it?
是这样的曲解吗？
Is this so misinterpreted?
不是的。
No.
这样你的支票要某某人签名才能拿钱，这样你的祷告耶稣签名才能兑现。这个叫做奉主的名求。
So yours, this check should be have a signature before you can cash it. The same thing with a prayer, only in the name of Jesus, it could be cashed.
称呼主名就必得救吗？
To acknowledge Jesus, Lord, could you be saved?
当你说我承认耶稣是主，
If you say I acknowledge Christ, Lord,
意思就是说我不承认凯撒是主。
Meaning I do not acknowledge Caesar as Lord.
那你在世界的强权之下，
So under this hegemony and power,
勇敢承认只有一个真正的王权在基督的手上。
So we courage only acknowledge there's only one true Lord.
表示这会使你得罪世界的政治。
Meaning that you are going to go against the political power at the time.
信心强到这个地步的人一定得救。
So if you have a faith which is so strong, you shall be saved.
是这个意思。
That is the meaning.
所以呢，罗马人最讨厌的是两种人。
So the Roman hate two kind of people.
第一种就是犹太国的百姓。
The first is the people of the Jews.
第二种就是巴尔干半岛北部的那些高卢人，就是野蛮人。
The second is the barbarian Bulgarians.
所以呢，如果你看呢，保罗说呢，无论是话外人，无论是希腊人，无论是聪明人。我的预作人我都欠他们的债。
And that's why Paul says, no matter the barbarians or the Hellenistics, whether the Gentile or the Jews, I owe them.
哪里讲的话外人？
When he said barbarians,
是什么呢？
Who are they?
就是那些只懂用武力，用他们的这热血，他们这个没有刚气，但是非常勇敢的这种非常这个淳朴的野性，来侵犯罗马帝国已经有的制度的那些人。
Are those barbarians at the time they use their physical strength and weapon to even invade the Roman Empire?
所以呢，最后罗马帝国就消灭在这些人手中。
So finally, the Roman Empire was actually conquered by these barbarians.
不是他们的军队比罗马强。
Not because their army more strong.
是他们的勇敢比罗马大。
But its courage is bigger than the Romans.
是他们常常作乱，罗马没办法应。
It is because they stir all the revolt against them.
罗马派兵到这里，他们从后面来侵犯。
When the Romans send the soldiers to this place, they come back.
罗马转过来应付他们，他们在别的地方作乱。
So when they turn their back to deal with them, then they'll come to start another revolt from the other place.
虽然罗马帝国是有史以来西方最大的帝国，
Even the Roman Empire since history is the biggest empire，
但是他们的纷乱，他们的奸淫，他们的道德的沦落，是他们自己致命的伤。
But then they have the fatal kind of this shock coming because they are very adulterous and also fornication.
所以当哥老丢做皇帝的时候
，So when Claudius was a Caesar，
他下令罗马城不许可有犹太人。
He said an edict whereby the Rome city do not want to have Jews。
所以把犹太人赶走了。
So all the Jews were being evacuated。
那么这犹太人呢，都是从商。著名的国际商家商人。
But then these Jews are very famous international businessmen.
所以他们可能又不能把产业带走，就到处流离。
So they could not bring their properties and they wander everywhere.
那么有一家的人。
So there was a family.
丈夫叫做亚居拉。
And the husband is called Aquila.
太太叫做巴基拉。
The wife is called Priscilla.
他们因为这道命令，不得不就离开罗马城。
Because of this edict, they have to leave the city of Rome.
他们到哥林多。
So they went to Corinth.
那保罗也在这段时间到哥林多。
And during this period, Paul was also in Corinth.
亚基拉、巴基拉是这丈夫。
So So Aquila and Priscilla are tent makers.
保罗也是这帐篷。
Paul also was a tent maker.
亚基拉、伯基拉这帐篷。
So Aquila and Priscilla was tent makers.
因为他们想赚钱。
Because they want to make money.
因为这是他们的谋生。
Because that's a livelihood.
这是他们每天靠着生活的他们的事业。
And that's a skill for their livelihood.
保罗这帐篷。
But when Paul was a tent maker.
不是为了要发财。
It is not because he want to make money.
也不是为了他要赚多少钱。
Not because he want to make more money.
也不是为了他靠这个才能生活。
Not because of that he can live on.
保罗这帐篷的动机是很特别的。
Paul's motive of being a tent maker is very special.
保罗是法利赛人。
Paul is this Pharisee.
加马列门下的高徒。
And he is a great disciple of Gamaliel.
名师出高徒。
Good teacher have good students.
这样伟大的知识分子。
Such a high intellectual.
这样大的思想家。
And a great thinker.
这样大的经学家。
And
经学家 scribes,
and good scribes,
为什么他们要支帐篷呢？
Why say he want to be a tent maker?
因为他的动机完全不一样。
Because he has a different motive.
好，现在我要顺便谈一件很重要的事情。
So I want to mention something which is important.
就是代职侍奉。
We call tent makers.
什么叫做代职侍奉呢？
Tent makers because you have a profession and you want to do ministry.
传福音。
I want to preach.
一边还有个人的事业。
And the other one you have your own business.
那么今天呢，已经在全世界华人教会里面有这样的风气。
Among the Chinese churches, there's this trend.
就是有一些生意人一边做生意一边传道。
There's some businessmen on one hand, they do their business, on the other hand, they become preachers.
一边生意一边传道叫做代职侍奉。
On one hand, they have the business, on one hand, they preach the gospel, and they say this is tent making.
那如果你问这些人，为什么你不要做全世界的传道人？
If you were to ask these people, why don't you become a full-time minister?
或者为什么你不像别人就专做生意，不要做传道？
Or like other, you just be a business and do not become a minister.
你又要传道又要做生意，为什么？
You want to be a minister as a businessman?
多数就用保罗的例子来替自己解释。
Many times they defend themselves with example of Paul.
保罗也不是这样吗？
Isn't it Paul the same thing?
保罗也是代职侍奉啊。
Paul also was a tent maker.
他一边传道一边做帐篷吗？
On the one hand he was preaching, on the other hand he was tent making.
不相信你看圣经使徒行传。
Why don't you turn to Acts 18?
圣经是这样记载的吗？
The Bible says so.
所以很多人以为我明白了，我明白了。
So people then said, I understand.
保罗是代职侍奉。
Paul is a tent maker.
所以现在很多人也是代职侍奉。
Now other people want to be tent makers.
其实一样不一样呢？
Is it the same?
完全不一样。
No.
那我一定要在全世界华人教会纠正这个事情。
So among all the Chinese churches, I'm going to make this correction.
因为保罗之所以这帐篷
that Paul became a tent maker,
因为他的母会不能供应他的生活。
Because his mother church is not sufficient to support him.
我怎么知道他的母会不能支持他的生活？
How do I know that his mother church cannot support him?
耶路撒冷的教会
the church of Jerusalem,
有很多很贫穷的圣徒。
Or many, many poor saints.
啊，保罗要出外传道。
And Paul, when he want to go out and preach,
需要的费用是很大的。
It's great in expenses incurred.
保罗不但没有从他们身上拿多少钱出来做路费。
So not only the Paul did not draw money from them to cover the expenses.
保罗还在外面替他们筹谋一些钱。
Even from outside, he had some collections.
来帮助在耶路撒冷贫穷的圣徒。
To help the saints who are poor.
两个礼拜两次以前你们听过这个事。
You know, two sessions back we talked about this.
所以保罗要传福音的时候。
Paul when he wanted to preach the gospel.
他的经费不够。
He doesn't have enough that money.
但是他在地上活着是一个人。
But he was living as a man.
他要吃饭。
He must eat.
他要路费。
He had to have expenses.
他要住旅馆。
He had to stay.
他要住宿费。
He got to have this lodging.
每个礼拜的费用。
Every week got to spend money.
因为身体不舒适。
And he is not good with his health.
他可能有医药费。
Maybe he did medical expenses.
灵恩派的人是不相信这些使徒会生病。
The Christians don't believe that this apostle will get sick.
因为病的都是鬼在他身上做工。
Because those sick have demon possessed on them.
其实历史记载保罗去找医生。
But history was the record that Paul went and seek physicians.
每次他经过某一个地方，他去看同样的医生。
Every time when he go to a certain place, he see the same doctor.
后来在主后六十几年的时候
，about the 60s, 80s,
差不多主后七十年的时候
，coming to 70s, 80s,
那一个医生就在他的书信里面写给他一个朋友说
，that physician upon his book he wrote to a certain person saying,
那一个名叫保罗的已经很久没有来。
That person called Paul he has not visited me for a long time.
他常常到这里看病。
Many times he come to visit me to consult me.
他是一个个子不高，但是人格很良善的人。
He is not too tall, but with good personality.
每次谈到这里，都跟我谈一些关于他所信的耶稣的事。
Every time when he comes to me, he talks something about his belief in Jesus.
历史记载保罗是有病，而且是看医生。
But history was recorded that Paul has illness. He go and see physicians.
保罗自己也劝提摩太，如果你的胃不好，你可以用一瓶酒。
Paul also exhorted Timothy that if your stomach is no good, take some wine.
所以保罗这个原则就是说，身体不好用一些药物的帮助是没有错。
This principle with Paul said that if you are no good with physical health, you can take some medicine.
那今天我不提到那边。
Today I'm not going to mention that. Too much of that.
这个给我们看见。
Here we see
保罗到处传道。
Paul go everywhere to preach.
他有各样的需要。
He has every kind of need.
他需要吃饭。
He got to eat.
他需要路费。
He got to expenses.
他需要环境突然来到了困难所需要的费用。
And there is some interruption that comes to his life. He needs some extra expenses.
派遣他的教会。
But the church sending church
或者母会耶路撒冷
or the mother church in Jerusalem
是没有能力帮助他的
is not strong enough to help.
所以怎么办呢？
And what to do now?
所以保罗就决定
Paul make a decision.
他不在外邦人中间要一块钱
that he doesn't want even a single dollar from the Gentiles.
他把福音传给外邦人
so when he wants to preach to the Gentiles
再向外邦人拿钱
but he want to take money from the Gentiles.
人家说原来你是来卖福音的
people say that you're coming to sell the gospel.
你把福音卖给我们要我们的钱
you sell the gospel to us you want to get money from us.
那他们就可以决定买不买你的福音了
so they can make a decision whether to buy or not to buy your gospel.
他们有可能轻看传道人照样是卖膏药是赚钱的
and also they can despise the ministers because they're one who make money out of the gospel
所以保罗在哥林多前书第九章
for in 1 Corinthians chapter 9
提到一件事
he mentioned one thing
他对外邦人没有去
to the Gentiles he never take
为什么呢
why
我虽然可以靠福音养生
even though I can live because of the sake of the gospel
我传福音
I preach
借助传福音得到的钱我可以养生
for the preaching I have money and I can support my livelihood
我绝对不这么做
I never do that
为什么呢
you know why
免得外邦人还没有接受祖先以为是他们供应传道人传道人才能活在世上
Let's Gentile before even they accept the gospel they say because we support the minister and that's why they can continue to preach
是今天的很多教会在布道会绝对不收奉献因为他们照着保罗不要外邦人奉献
So there are these churches eventually can consider that they want to have action because according to the instruction coming from Paul
那么有时候布道大会费用大得不得了怎么办
But sometimes in an invasion crusade we have great expenses incurred what are we going to do
就几个基督徒奉献把它 cover 把它这个补助了不管不要再
布道会 So there are some Christians that contribute and they want to cover these expenses
结果呢因为不收奉献是使布道会里面很多基督徒也没有机会表示对主的爱心。
But because of that, in the crusade, there are many Christians that they don't have the chance to express a love for God.
又落在另外一种魔鬼的圈套里面。
So it falls to another trap of the Satan.
结果布道会办成功，只有靠几个有钱人出钱才能成功。
So when the crusade was successful, it's because a few rich people they contribute.
这几个有钱人就慢慢变成教会的老板。
And then these people who contribute become the boss of the church.
其他的基督徒又没有机会在布道上有份。
And then other these Christians do not have a share in this crusade.
为了看老板的面子，很多上帝的仆人又做了这些有钱人的伙计。
And because you want to look at the faces of this rich man, this preacher, then become also the employee of the rich people.
我们布道团绝对不走这两条路。
So the stemmy do not take this kind of approach.
我们走什么路呢
？What kind of approach do we have?
我们让大家有奉献的机会。
We want everybody to have a chance to share in the offering.
布道会里面有基督徒。
So because they crusade, they are Christians.
布道会里面也有非基督徒
and they are non-Christians.
那为什么在很多非基督徒的场所，布道的聚会里面拿出奉献单
？Why that in the occasion whereby in the crusade you are many non-Christians when they have the offering collected?
这个是不是违背了圣经里面保罗的看法跟圣经的原则呢
？Is it contradicting to the biblical principle of Paul's view?
不是的
，No.
所以我们在布道会收奉献的时候。
And that's why in the crusade when we have an offering collected,
我们讲明三件事。
With three things, we state that very clearly.
不信主的人不可以奉献。
If you are non-believer, do not make offerings.
你没有听过这些话吗
？Have you heard that?、
不懂奉献意义，不必奉献。
If you do not know the meaning of offering, don't make offerings.
不甘心奉献的也不要奉献。
For those who are not willing to make offering, don't make offerings.
因为上帝不愿拿你的钱。
Because God does not accept your money.
上帝不愿拿，不甘心奉献。
God does not accept those who are offering unwillingly.
上帝不要求不懂的人奉献。
God will not request from those who do not know the meaning of offering to make offerings.
上帝 拒绝接受不信的人的钱。
And God also rejected accept the offering coming from non-Christians.
这不是你的权柄。
So this is not your right.
所以三件事讲清楚了，我们才开始收奉。
So it is only when I stated this thing clearly, then we start the offering.
我们就要看。
Then we see
这个布道的工作，神是不是供应
？That in the crusade, does God provide?
我们要看。
We see
这些基督徒有没有尽他的力量
？The Christians, do they do their part?
将给每一个神的儿女有份于神的工作。
So that every children of God have a share in His work.
这是讲得清清楚。
So when all this is clearly stated,
这四年半
，for this 4.5 years,
我到你们中间来
，when I come to your midst,
我照样没有向我的教会拿一块钱。
I do not take a single dollar for my church.
因为我们这不是布道会。
Because this is not a crusade.
这是基督徒的聚会。
This Christian's meeting.
让基督徒。显出他们的责任感。
So the Christian must show their sense of responsibility.
这样出来传道。
So when they go and preach in this manner,
没有人支持。
Nobody supports.
租五星旅馆。
We had a five-star hotel.
不是故意的。
Not because we want to do it intentionally.
为了在这个国家，这是最好最方便的地方。
But because in this place is most convenient.
因为你们俱乐部礼拜堂都很小。
Because their church is small.
或者是很远。
Or far.
那么呢，要找一个适中大家可以来的地方。而且又没有什么困难，那最好就是国际的国际性的旅馆。
To find some place which is very convenient and central is the best is hotel.
所以国际性的旅馆当作国际性的活动。
So for international hotel, we have international activities.
所以跟你们的宗教政策就比较没有抵触。
So then it doesn't go against your local religious law.
那么如果收的奉献不够。
If our collection is not enough,
那么下个礼拜就不能维持了。
Then of course next week we cannot have this meeting.
租金不像你们礼拜堂进去做礼拜出来，反正自己的礼拜堂免费的嘛。
Because the rental is not like your church is free.
所以平常的牧师不知道这个困难。
So the pastor in the church don't know these difficulties.
而且平常牧师都是住在吉隆坡，所以开一个车就到了。
So they say in Kuala Lumpur they just drive here.
那我们到处去布道团。是要坐飞机，要机票，要很远的路费的。
But we go from far away places. We got to take flights and planes to come to this place.
所以这47年。
So for this are 47 years.
借助神给我们的应许。
Through the confirmation coming and promise from God.
信心看神怎么做。
It is with faith we see how God works.
那保罗出门布道的时候。
Paul when he go out and minister.
他的母会不能供应他。
His mother just cannot support him.
那么。他又做外邦的工作
，But then he comes the apostle of the Gentiles，
又不要向外邦人拿钱
，But he doesn't want to take money from the Gentiles，
就是外邦人信主了以后可以奉献，他也可以用那个钱。
Even the Gentiles when they come believers they can make offering， but then he doesn't want to take
money。不知道他们要不要信
，But he doesn't know whether they will believe or not。
每到一个新的地方
，So when they go to a new place，
他要辛辛苦苦把耶稣讲出来。
So also we hardship want to preach the gospel。
先在犹太人中间。辩论耶稣是不是基督
？First among the Jews want to debate and convince them that Jesus is the Messiah.
如果犹太人接受了
，If the Jews accept that，
心中充满快乐
，Then the heart is filled with joy.
让那些犹太人中间已经信主人与他一同参与布道的工作。
So the Jews together with him will work together in the evangelistic work.
如果犹太人不信
，If the Jews don't believe，
他们将耶稣基督的教训把这个泥土拨起来就。到外邦那里去。
Or he shook his shoe and left the place.
因为福音先是犹太人，后是外邦人。
Because the gospel first to be preached to the Jews and then to the Gentiles.
所以保罗行事都照着神的原则，从圣经的记载起。
So Paul, whatever he does, he does according to biblical principle.
那么呢，当他到哥林多的时候
，So when he got to Corinth,
他为什么一边支帐篷一边传道
？Why is that? On one hand, he was tent making; on the other, he was preaching.
没有人会供应他的需要
，Because no one will provide for his need.
他又不要外邦人
，He doesn't want the Gentiles to help him.
那怎么办呢
？What to do now?
他就亲手做工
，So he did the work himself.
做了帐篷以后
，After he had the tent maker,
拿去卖。
哦，
那个保罗不是全时间奉献，因为他一边传道一边做生意，原来如此。
He said Paul is not a full-time minister because on one hand he has a business, on the other he preaches.
不是
，No.
保罗卖帐篷。
When Paul sell the tent,
有一些钱盈余的时候。
When there's surplus in the sale,
他就可以养生。
He can support himself.
养生以后
，After he supported himself,
有力量可以再传道。
Then he can continue to preach.
所以他心不在钱。
So his money, his heart is on the money.
不是为了赚钱。
Not for the sake of making money.
那是为了养生，可以继续传扬上帝的。
But for the sake of livelihood, so they can continue to preach.
所以这种心智是很伟大的。
This kind of motive is clear.
那么今天很多带着侍奉的人。
Do they allow tent makers?
为什么他不做传道
？Why is it they do not become full-time ministers?
全时间传福音。
Full-time ministers.
为什么全时间做生意？
Or full-time businessmen.
为什么他带着呢？
Why half-half?
有的很可能有保罗这种伟大的心思。
Some may have this great mind of Paul.
但是多数不是如此。
But majority is not.
因为他们算清楚了。
Because they calculated.
我完全做传道赚的钱太少。
If I today become a minister, I earn less.
我做生意又久久一次讲道又讲得不错。
But then I become a businessman, I preach not so frequently, I preach well.
每个礼拜讲要我的命。
Because if you want to preach every week, it's not easy.
三个月讲完了就没有料了。
So after you complete the 3-month preaching, that's the end of your preaching.
做生意赚了很多钱，久久又讲一次，很新鲜。
When I become a businessman, I make a lot of money, and for a long time, I preach only once. That's a good and fresh.
当他们听牧师听得很厌烦的，我出来，我很受欢迎。
So when they dislike the preaching of pastor, none appear. They say fresh.
而牧师讲完道就拿钱。
So the pastor after preaching, they want to take money from the congregation.
我讲完道就奉献钱。
But after my preaching, I offer money.
我就比牧师高一级了。
Then I'm higher as compared to pastor.
所以今天许多带着侍奉的人。动机跟保罗之帐篷是完全不一样。
So today the motive a lot of people who are tent making is different from what Paul had.
今天有许多的基督徒看这种生意人，又会讲的，又会奉献，炫目的不得了，也特别尊重他，因为他是有钱人。
And today the Christians they admire and also respect these people who are so called tent maker because they're businessmen and since they're ministers.
但是很多的这个基督徒看见传道人生活那么穷。薪水那么少，你越给他少，你越轻看他。
So many of Christians despise this pastor because they are poor, they not take much, and the poorer you give them, the poor, the more you despise them.
教会这样的态度是上帝要审判。
This kind of attitude with the church, God will surely one day judge us.
所以保罗为这一件事讲过一句话。
Paul, because of that, he said one thing.
你们要加倍敬重。在你们中间劳苦的传道人
With double measure you have to respect the minister the labor among you
一个传道人
A minister
奉献一切
The one who offer everything
放下事业
And renounce his work
顺服上帝的呼召
And also obey the calling of God
整个生命整个前途都放在祭坛
And the whole life the future is offering on the altar
我们一定要尊重他
We must respect them
不但如此
Not only so
他们没有别的要求
They don't have other requests.
遵顺神的旨意来做工。
According to the will of God, they want to work hard.
我们要供应他所需要的。
So we have to provide for their need.
不但如此。
Not only so.
传道人。
Teachers.
他们有孩子。
When they have children.
他们的孩子不能从他身上学到什么做生意的机遇或者经验。
So these children cannot learn from their father the skill of business.
因为当他们奉献的时候，这些都断掉了。
So because when they dedicated themselves, all this may cut off.
没有什么东西传给孩子。
So nothing for them to pass on to the children.
不像那些有事业的人把他们事业中间的 know-how 传下。
Not like a businessman who will pass on the know-how to the children.
传道人不能。
The preacher cannot.
所以传道人子女我们也应当要尊重他。
So the children of this pastor, we must respect them too.
但传道人不可袒护自己的孩子。
So but for the preacher cannot protect and defend for their own children.
不可以 overprotect。
Overprotecting
也不可以的这个 the misconduct 来教导他的孩子
So we cannot also teach our children misguided way
这是很不对的
This is something wrong
神的儿女
God's children
神的仆人
God's servant
所有的子子孙孙都同等来看待
All the other the young generation must treat alike
那些劳苦的传道人
But those means the labor among you
在你们中间
Among you
你们的加倍敬重他
You must respect them in the double measure
加倍敬重他包括连对他的生活费你也要加倍尊重
Including their pay
那些懒惰的
But of course those are lazy
你不必加倍敬重
You don't have to love them doubly
那在你们中间劳苦的
But for those who labor among you
你们的加倍敬重
You must respect them double measure
这是圣经的教训
This is teaching of the Bible
除非你已经加倍了都没有办法因为你自己太穷了
Unless you already respect them in the double full manner But you cannot do it anymore because you are poor yourself
反正好的传道人也不是向你要钱的
So but even for the good preacher they will not request from you
所以保罗就自己做工自己养活自己传福音给外邦人向外邦人一分不取免得主的名受羞辱
So then Paul became a tent maker and he preached among the Gentiles He never asked single cent from the Gentiles lest the name of God to be put ashamed
今天许多带着侍奉的人动机不是如此
Today a lot of tent makers do not have this kind of motive
却受到许多不懂这原理的基督徒的尊重
But then they are being respected for those who don't know this principle
而许多基督徒又看传道人不起特别 对劳苦的传道人不敬重，认为他应该嘛，谁叫你做传道，你就要背什么讲。
And even for the Christians, they do not know how to double fold respect their teacher and even despise them and scold them.
所以有一次呢，香港一个长老请我去讲道。
There was one in Hong Kong that elder invited me to preach.
他说这一次请来就是盼望你在台上骂骂我们的传道人。
So I invite you this time so that you can scold my teacher on the pulpit.
我就两眼睛大着，你说什么？
I stand with him and say, what are you saying?
你请我来骂你的传道人。
You invite me to scold your preacher?
为什么？
Why?
他讲一句话。
He said something.
因为我们的传道人都不肯背十字架。
Because all our these ministers do not know what to take with their cross.
我就问他一句话。
I asked him.
那你们做长老的有没有背十字架？
What are you elder? Do you take up your cross?
他就不能回答了。
He cannot answer me.
我就等他。几次
So I waited for him to a few times.
我说长老，圣经什么地方说做长老不必背十字架，传道的要背十字架。
I said, Elder, please tell me in which place of the Bible they say the elder do not have to take up a cross, but preacher have to take up the cross.
恐怕你请错人。
Maybe you invited the wrong preacher here.
我姓唐，不姓炮。
My surname is Tong Pao.
你不要利用我做你的大炮。
So don't send me as a cannon.
来攻击你的传道。
To attack your own preacher.
我们要把长老、这是牧师、信徒一视同仁，每一个跟随主的人，每一个都要背十字架。
Every follower of Christ, whether it's the elder or preacher, they must take up their own cross.
Amen. 所以保罗投奔亚基拉不基拉。
So when Paul went and visited Priscilla Aquila,
保罗在雅典。
Paul was in Athen.
没有带领多少人进。
He did not bring many people to Christ.
但是他感谢上。
So he praised God.
他使亚六巴谷里面的官都信主。
So even the officers of Areopagus, they believe in Christ Jesus.
亚六巴谷的福音战役。
So the battle in Areopagus
是这个 gospel battle.
The gospel battle
是一个决定性的。
It's a decisive one.
是一个策略性的。
It's a strategic one.
是一个文化性的。
It's a cultural one.
是一个关键性的。
It is a very key one.
是危机性的。
It is a critical one.
那是第一次基督教的真理跟希腊的哲学碰面。
Because it's the first time of the encounterment of Greek philosophy and the gospel.
所以保罗代表耶路撒冷。
Paul representing it.
亚六巴谷代表雅典
Areopagus represents Athens
我不知道历史上这本书 Between Jerusalem and Athens 这样的题目已经有几本了
I don't know how many books have this title called Jerusalem and Athens
单单二十世纪这个题目就至少有三四本
Even this 20th century with this title there are three or four books
整个西方的文化
The whole Western culture
就是西方的文化跟希利尼文化的混合
It's the syncretism of the Hebraic and Hellenistic culture.
西方有大礼拜堂，西方有很大的学府。
In the West, there's a big church, also big university.
西方文化从西方的文化承受了信仰的系统。
The Western culture inherited this religious belief from the Hebraic culture.
希腊文化承受了思考的系统。
From the Greek culture, they inherited the way of thinking.
所以整个 logic 的系统是雅典传下来。
So from the system of logic coming from Athens,
整个信仰的系统是从耶路撒冷传下来。
But the system of belief coming from this Jerusalem.
所以保罗在雅典
，Paul was in Athens,
就是代表基督教跟世界西方文化冲突、对垒、对话、交缠。一个开始
representing this Christianity to have a gospel battle as against the Athens
这就是重质不重量的一个策略
and that's a strategic emphasis on quality not quantity
保罗离开雅典就到哥林多
when Paul left Athens he go to Corinth
哥林多他发现的情形不一样
in Corinth he find something different
有一些犹太人是被罗马的帝王格劳丢赶出以后他们到
Because there were some Jews who were being evacuated from this Rome city to this place.
这里是个商业城。
Now it's a business center.
这不是文化城。
It's not a culture city.
所以他传福音给外邦人的时候。
So when they're preaching to the Gentiles.
他要靠自己生活。
He had to live his livelihood on themselves.
他住帐篷。
So he was a tent maker.
他就找到这帐篷的一对夫妇。
So he found a couple who was tent making.
亚基拉跟巴基拉。
So this Aquila and Priscilla
跟他们在一起
So together with them
一同做工
They were working together
那不同的地方在哪
Now what's different
他们是犹太人
They were Jews
保罗是基督徒
Paul is a Christian
保罗与他们一样明白旧约
Paul together with them understand the Old Testament.
但保罗从旧约看见所应许的弥赛亚就是钉在十字架上的耶稣。
From the Old Testament, Paul had been known that the Messiah is the one who has been crucified on the cross.
亚基拉不基拉，一面照着传统去做礼拜、读圣经，一方面他们做生意。
Priscilla and Aquila on the one hand they go to the synagogue and then come to be a businessman.
所以我相信保罗在这帐篷的中间，一面同工，一面跟他们讲解、辩论圣经。
I truly believe that at time of tent making, Paul was discussing the Bible with them.
最后呢
？Finally，
这两夫妇去。注意到保罗这样迫切
，and they know that he was so fervent，
这样热心
，so zealous。
可能他们两个信了主以后没有这个胆量
，so maybe they become Christian did not have this courage。
可能他们模糊不知道怎么样信耶稣基督
，or vaguely they do not how to believe in Jesus。
当他们看见保罗信耶稣不是乱来的，不是胡闹的，不是盲从的，不是随潮流的。
When they see that Paul believing in Jesus Christ not in the blind way，
因为保罗。引经据典的时候是有根有据的
，because Bible this Paul quote from all places of the Bible and with foundation。
这两个人佩服的不得了。
So these two persons admire him。
不但佩服的不得了
，not only did they admire him，
他们亲自参与观察，亲自见证保罗怎样为耶稣基督与犹太人辩论。
They were totally involved and participated and witnessed how the Paul debated with the Jews.
所以保罗的这一片的心
，So this heart of Paul
深深感动了他们
，touched them.
我告诉你啊
，I tell you，
你真心传道
，When you truly preach the gospel，
不可能不感动人，以后也想像你一样做传道的。
I tell you, people will touched and they will also preach like you.
你真心传福音
，When you truly preach the gospel，
不可能不感动某一些人，他们最后。尽心尽意为你祷告支持你。
Truly that you touch people so that they will support you in prayer and financially.
所以我在这一段圣经看到的是。
So about this passage, what I see is
保罗的双重影响。
Paul had double influence.
生活的影响。
The influence from life.
你这帐篷。
When you have tent making.
我也这帐篷。
I also am tent making.
但在值的时候呢。
But then as well, when you make a tent making,
他们清楚知道他这帐篷就为了赚钱，为了生活，为了发财。
They know that he's not a tent making just for sake of making money.
这是普通人的商业动机嘛。
Because this ordinary businessman's motive.
但是跟他在一起的保罗知的时候不过是养生以后可以继续再转变。哇他们佩服的。
But Paul who was tent making with them is the one who wants to support him just so they can continue to preach and that's why they admire him.
所以我们以为在讲台上才能感动人。
So we thought that only on the pulpit we can touch people's heart.
不是的。
No.
在你做工的时候。
At the time you are working.
在你生活的动机。
At the time when you leave.
在你小小的细节上。
In very minute details.
你都有很多的机会可以感动人。
You have many opportunities to touch people.
请问你今天在你的事业。
Today in your career.
在你的公司里。
Today in your office.
多少人看你工作的态度。认识你是伟大的基督徒。
How many people when they see your attitudes or work see that you are a big great Christian?
或者你公司的人看你，原来你这个礼拜天做礼拜的比我们这些还没信主更坏设备。
All the office people see that you are a Christian, but that you are worse than us.
你一面挂基督的名，一方面大大让耶稣受羞辱。
On the one hand, they proclaim you are Christian. On the one hand, you put your Lord to shame.
或者你一面成为基督徒，一面是四周与你在一起的人把荣耀归给主。
On one hand, you acknowledge yourself as a Christian, or also you want to glorify Jesus.
保罗在帐篷的时候
，Paul when he was tent making,
这个有机会做见证，他把帐篷的工作放下。
So when he had opportunity to preach, he put down the work of tent making.
因为传福音是他的正业。
So to preach the gospel is true career.
找饭吃是他的副业。
But to make livelihood is not the true career.
请你们注意这一句话。
Now you have to pay attention to this.
传福音是我们的正业。
And this the preaching gospel is our right work.
我们不得不要做工是我们的副业。
But then we have to work because they're supporting our career.
透过副业，我们被养活，能有足够的健康去搞我们的正业。
With this career, then make money, and then it supports our ministry.
这个才叫做为主而活。
And that's what we mean, living for the Lord's sake.
这个是为主见证。
And I'll testify for the Lord's sake.
每次退休为、进修为、最后一天要为主而活，要奉献传道，要信主的签名，为主而活。不知道怎么活。
At the time of retreat on the last day, you have an altar call, people sign up and say, "I want to live for Christ," but you don't know how to live for Christ.
你真的为主而活吗
？But truly, when I live for Christ,
我活着。
I live
不是以活为我的目的，
not for the sake of living,
以活为我的过程
and live is just a process.
接着我继续活着，我的目的是荣耀你，侍奉你，为你做见证。
Through the process of living, I continue to testify for you and glorify you.
To live is only a procedure.
And 要生命只不过是个过程。
To witness is my goal of life.
但是要为主做见证才是我生命的目标。
To work for the Lord.
来为神工作。
That is my objective.
那是我的目标，
这是我的目的。
This is my objective.
这是我活在世界上的目的。
This is a purpose for me to live.
保罗很清楚
，Paul is clear.
所以亚基拉不基拉
，So Aquilas and Priscilla，
他们就受感动
，They were touched，
感动到一个地步
，So touched，
看见保罗辩论的时候
，See that when Paul was debating with the Jews，
那样不切
，He was so fervent.
哇，他们就怕起来
，So they were frightened.
如果这样，那些人有一天会杀死保罗怎么办呢
？If that is so, maybe this one day these people will kill him.
所以他们不但佩服保罗
，So they only admire Paul，
为保罗担忧了
，And also they worry for him，
因为保罗的个性
，Because Paul's personality，
保罗的激烈
，And also the kind of fervency，
保罗的迫切
，Also is an earnestness，
很可能会受犹太人害他
，Maybe he could be killed and murdered by the Jews。
耶稣基督在地上这么好
，Jesus upon the earth was so good，
这个犹太人要将他置于死地才敢
，But the Jew even wanted to crucify him。
耶稣在地上没有犯罪
，He never sinned。
犹太人要叫比拉多把他交给钉十字架才甘愿
，But the Jews even wanted this punishment to crucify him。
所以亚基拉不基拉。不但做了基督徒
Aquilas and Priscilla not only they become Christians
他做了一个同情同支持那些为主肯牺牲的传道人的基督徒
But a Christian who is compassionate and sympathized with Paul who preached
支持到什么地步
How do they support him
只要能保护保罗
Any way they can protect him
让保罗继续活下去
So they can continue to live
只要能为保罗的安全着想
And for the sake of safety of Paul
让保罗可以继续做见证
So they can continue to witness
那么呢这世界就有盼望
Then there's hope in the world
所以他们呢常常存心要保护要救要这个保障保罗的安全
So it is with the heart and for the safety of Paul they want to protect him
所以呢保罗讲了这句话
Paul when he said this
要问候不提拉
He says send greeting to this Priscilla
要问候亚基拉
And Aquilas
因为他们为我的缘故
For the sake of me
他们的景象置在度外
They risk their life
什么意思呢
They risk their life
他们为我死也甘愿
Even to die for my sake they are willing
今天这样的弟兄姊妹多少呢
How many Christians like this that we have
为那些好的传道人死的人在哪里
For the sake of good preacher who want to die for them
你可能祷告给传道人快快死人。
Maybe you pray for the preacher to die fast.
或者你不管传道人生死。
Or you don't even care whether they live or die.
我问你，我常常到吉隆坡，好不好
？Is it good for me to come to Kuala Lumpur frequently? Good.
我如果有一天病了，你们几个人从吉隆坡飞去看我
？One day, if I were to say how many people take a flight,
最后你来，你过来。
Or you come, it's good for you.
来到你死了，我都不管你。
You come until you're dead.
圣经告诉有一些弟兄姐妹。
The Bible says they are brothers and sisters.
爱传道人。
They love the preachers.
爱到把自己的景象放在刀下都看见。
Even they are willing to risk their life.
这样兴旺圣功。
Such a way to revive the gospel.
因为他知道。
They know.
一个保罗死了。
When one Paul died.
对整个基督教影响太大。
It's such a good influence.
一个保罗病了。
If one Paul was ill.
许多人灵性的需要影响太大。
Many of the need of the spirituality of Christians will be affected.
保罗的个性。
So Paul's personality,
保罗的勇敢
Paul's braveness,
保罗的孤单
Paul's loneliness,
保罗的危机
Paul's crisis,
保罗的四面仇敌
Paul's enemies that surround him
心中悠悠的匆匆的忧伤
Because they worry for him
所以呢他们甚至把自己的景象放在度外他们都敢
So that they even willing to risk their life for the sake of Paul
保罗当然知道了
Paul of course knows
然后好了为了你们不要那么忧伤我就软一点好了
In order that you will not feel so worried then I'll be softer
我就宣布没有仇敌了
And there's no enemy for me now
我不要太硬嘛
I don't need to be too hard
只要我不说要只要靠耶稣才能得救
If I were not to say that only to Jesus will be safe I would have enemies
你要拜耶稣也可以
Whether you want to serve Jesus
拜关公拜孔明都可以
Or anyone you want to worship is okay
我就没有仇敌了
Then I wouldn't have any
保罗是不会这个妥协的
Paul would not compromise
保罗是永远忠于上帝的道的
Paul forever he is faithful to God's gospel
所以保罗一定走在越来越危险的道
So of course he'll walk into more dangerous situation
哎，小孩子不要走你先坐在一个地方不要走来走去了好不好乖乖坐下啊 上帝赐福给你，你就大了一定做好孩子啊，现在就是好孩子啊，好，继续再听下去。
OK，
这样呢，保罗这个心智
So this mind of Paul
一定越来越危险，
It become more and more dangerous。
所以呢，最后是的，
So finally yes，
不但到耶路撒冷，
Not only he go to Jerusalem，
没有得释放，
So he was not released，
被定罪，
He was condemned，
被控告，
He was persecuted，
几乎被杀，
And he was to be killed。
他与别的门徒不一样，
But he's different from other disciples，
因为他是罗马公民，
He's the Roman citizen.
他决定上告以该撒。
So when they appeal to Caesar.
那么该撒是不是专替罗马帝国人讲话？
Caesar is the one who speaks on behalf of the citizens of Rome.
该撒是为罗马帝国有关于他们自己的好处讲话。
Only for their own good benefits.
历史告诉我们，罗马帝国是最注重公义的。
The Roman Empire emphasizes a lot on justice.
罗马帝国对基督、对基督徒、对彼得。对保罗是历史上最不公义的。
But to Christ, to Christians, to Paul and to Peter, they are the most unjust.
这些都证明世界的人都是罪人。
All this must prove that the whole world is a sinner.
保罗在罗马得释放吗？
Paul in the city of Rome was
released.
No, he was not released.
他最后被砍头。
Later on, he was beheaded.
但是这一段时间，
But this period of time,
神还保守他。到神要取他的命去的时候，
God kept him safe until the day when he wanted to take his life away.
保罗一面忠心到死，
So on one hand, Paul was faithful until
the
day.
纪念那些爱护他的。
On the one hand, he wanted to remember those who loved him.
所以他写信给罗马的时候，
So when he wrote to the Rome,
那个时候百基拉，
At that time,
雅基拉、
Aquila
都已经离开哥林多。回到罗马去了。
They will left Corinth and now go to Rome.
他本来是住在罗马的嘛。
And they originally stay in Rome.
所以我告诉你，
啊，加流，
统治者是会死的。
And a ruler shall die.
统治者的统治者上帝是不会死的。
But the ruler of the rulers, God shall not die.
有一次我在菲律宾讲
到。One day I was in Philippines.
我说你们的总统要悔改。
I said your president should repent.
有人说你不要这么讲吧。
And the people say don't say that.
我说呢，我受感动讲的。
I was touched to say.
他们说你还要再来讲道呢。
He said you're going to come back again.
我说呢，我再来讲道，可能他已经不是总统了。
He said I will come back. He may not be president anymore.
他们说 Marcos 做总统已经二十年了。
He said Marcos has been president for more than 20 years.
他是不会下台的。
He will not come down.
我说大概会的。
He said probably yes.
我侍奉了上帝，已经在那边做王几万万万年。从来不下台。
So I say, my God who is ruling over there for many millions of years, he will not go down.
那是1984年。
That was 1984.
当我1986年再到菲律宾去。
In 1986, when I went back to the Philippines again.
真的，我的上帝没有下台， Marcos 下台啦。
My God is still there, but Marcos no more there.
所以格老丢下台以后，
So Claudius, when he now became a citizen
anymore, 又回到罗马。
So they went back to this Rome.
所以百基拉雅基拉也回去。
So Priscilla Aquila went back to the city of Rome.
保罗写信的时候。
So when Paul wrote this epistle.
请问候雅基拉。
He said, send my greeting to Priscilla and Aquila.
为什么呢？
Why?
他们为福音的缘故。
For the sake of the gospel.
为了我。
For my sake.
甚至把他们的景象都置之度外。
They risk even their lives.
不但我感谢他们。
Not only I.
是外邦的众教会也感谢他们。
But all the churches of Gentiles are grateful to them.
什么意思呢？
What do you mean by that?
保罗把那些爱他的人的事情告诉众教会。
When Paul tells those people who love God to the other churches.
众教会不但听到保罗所讲的道。
So other churches will hear what Paul preached.
众教会也学到那些爱上帝仆人的人所付的代价。所立的榜样。
And also we learn from the examples for those who love the minister of God and also how they risk their life.
感谢上帝。
Praise God for that.
保罗在这里特别先提百基拉，后提亚基拉。
Paul first here mentioned Priscilla and then Aquila.
他知道这对夫妇是女的比男的更先爱主，也更多爱主，所以应当把他名字放在前面。
He know that in this couple is the wife that loved the God more and first.
保罗在哥林多前书也讲讲。
And Paul also in 1 Corinthians say,
你们若爱上帝，
if you were to love God,
若有人爱上帝，
if anyone loved God,
那人是上帝所知道，
and that person God knows.
保罗又对哥林多人说，
and Paul also to the church of Corinth,
你们若不爱上帝，
if you do not love God,
那个人可咒可咒，
he must be a curse.
所以他把百基拉名字放在亚基拉的前面， 是一定有原因的。
So he, there's a reason for him to put the name of Priscilla preceding Aquila.
再加上一句话。
One more statement.
请你问候在他们家中的教会安。
Send also greeting to the church that meets in their home.
这句话什么意思？
What do you mean by that?
罗马帝国有很多逼迫的事情越来越发生了。
In Roman, this city, there are many things that persecute the Christians.
但是一件很重要的事情。
One important thing.
基督徒可以建立家庭教会。
And Christian can build house churches.
家庭教会。
House churches.
家庭教会。
House churches.
当公众地方不能聚会的时候。
When the public places we cannot meet anymore.
你的家成为圣殿。
Your house become a temple.
当政府到处逼迫基督徒。
When the government persecutes Christians.
你的家有爱主的敬拜的场所，侍奉祷告的密室。
Then there is a secret chamber for you to have prayer and meeting for Christians.
我们今天谈到中国有三次教会，有家庭教会。
Now in China there's three staff churches and also the house churches.
家庭教会这个名称哪里来的？
The house churches, where does it come this name?
就从这一节来的。
From here.
你要问候百基拉与阿基拉。
And you want to send greetings to Priscilla and Aquila.
跟你问候在他们家里的教会。
And also the church that meets at their house.
一个家可以变成一个教会。
A house can turn to be a church.
是
Yes.
在他们家里的教会。
And the church that lives in the house.
家中的教会。
And the church in the house.
教会不是礼拜堂。
The church is not a church building.
教会不是建筑物。
The church is not a building.
教会不是行政团体。
The church is not like a governmental entity.
Administration. 教会不是一个组织。
It's not an organization.
教会是活的人。
The church is a living person.
领受主的救赎。
The one who received redemption.
有神的新生命。
And also new life from God.
一同团聚，敬拜上帝，侍奉上帝的团体。
Assembling together, become a group that worship God and serve the church.
更简单的是，教会不是房子，教会是人。
Most simply, the church is not a building but people.
你问候在他们家中的教会。
And also sending greetings to the church that meet in the house.
就是你要问候在他家里面，那些蒙救赎的人聚集的那一个团体。
Send greetings to those people who is congregate and assemble in the home.
你有没有预备你的家成为上帝的儿女聚集的地方呢？
Do you prepare him on your house to be a meeting place of saints?
当我才刚刚23岁的时候
，When I was just 23 years old，
我带领我的一个教会
，I lead a church of mine，
发展家庭布道所
，So develop them into a house meeting place。
结果呢，有19个家庭
，There were 19 homes，
响应
，They responded，
不是为大人，为小孩子
，Not for the adult but for the
kids。其实每一个家都可以设立大人布道所
，So actually every home can also be a meeting place for adults。
从小孩子开始。
But start from the children.
因为我自己拼命做。
Because I work so hard.
我天天很这个专心的做。
And what heartily that I work.
弟兄姊妹受感动。
So my church man was.
后来我们的主日学。
So later our Sunday school.
65个人在一两个
年。From 65 in 1 to 2 years time.
1700人。
Become 1,700 people.
为什么呢
？Why?
越来越多家庭。
Many homes.
把他们的客厅拿出来。
Bring their living place and congregate many neighbor,
派人去讲道
and use the fellowship to send people to preach.
小小的，小小的
small,
家庭教会，家庭教会
house churches, house churches.
感谢上帝
praise God for that.
神的工就这样兴旺
God's ministry then revived.
我们今天就讲到这里
Today we'll stop here.
我们大家站起来
Shall we all rise?
是。